Okay, Craig Nielsen will be the first on this one. Why has the cost of pressurized irrigation and water gone so high, and what are you planning on doing about it? That's a question from my wife, actually.
It's a great question. Why I understand it, you know, as we all know, when pressurized irrigation was first proposed several years ago, it was turned down by a vote. It's proposed at $8 million. Several years later, when that passed, it was in the $46, $48 million range. And those, the projections that were made at that time were probably a little bit aggressive on the payback from that. And then that combined with the economic downturn in 2007, the bond was supposed to be paid back with impact fees and new growth. And when the combined with the over-aggressive projections and the economic downturn, those just weren't there. The city cannot not pay its obligations. And so in order to pay those obligations, the fees had to be raised. I think we can do everything we can to make our the water system efficient as possible and try and keep the fees down where possible.
I was concerned when I saw the proposal, because whenever the government tells you it's going to be cheap and you're going to be a lot better deal, I always get really concerned. I've watched my rates go up since I've been here 19 years, and I thought, you know, this will be, it's going to be cheaper, it'll be better, we won't be using culinary water to water our lawns, and it hasn't gotten better. It's gotten worse. That's my concern about the road bonds. They tend to start off with great ideals, but they tend to end up being not nearly the kind of deal that they were supposed to be. I propose that, again, if there's bonds still out there, they need to be paid off quickly, and we need to pay those off before we raise any more taxes on anything else. The best thing about water that I love is that the rain comes whether no matter what, and we get it for free. But for some reason, when people get a hold of it, it's a lot more expensive when we have to have a funnel through different agencies. But a lot of times, the rain comes free to us, and I love that about it. Every time it rains, I'm thinking, what a marvelous thing. We get free rain. We don't have to pay a dime for it. So, thank you.
I love that. That's great. Free rain. Could you repeat the question, please?
Maybe. Why has the cost of pressurized irrigation gone so high and culinary water, and what do you plan to do about that?
Right. That's a great question. So originally, $30 million, that wasn't enough, so that they borrowed, and they borrowed $8 million more. By the way, that could happen with the current road bond, too. Projects often are more expensive than they think. But even that didn't fully address the cost because they cut into all of our roads, and they didn't apparently consider the cost, or at least how to address it, of having our roads now seriously impacted because as water seeps in, it ruins the roads faster. So, you know, why are they so high? They're so high because the city had a study done, and the study basically said, hey, raise utility rates for the next 5 years. And I have a copy of that study, and I don't agree with that. And so what am I going to do about it? Well, our rates have gone up the last 3 years in a row. If I'm elected, and hopefully there will be others that feel this way too, but I would like to stop the rate increases for the next 2 years. We can at least do that. We do have extremely high utility rates. I've only lived in the city about 5 years, 4 years, and I've seen my rates go up about $30+. It's a huge percent increase.
That's a good question on why the rates have gone up. And the fact that I'm not sitting behind the desk looking at the financial statements on where the money's going. It's a very difficult question to ask somebody who is not behind the books. It's a question I have myself. Questions that I would have for our city council and mayors, why they didn't put any meters on the pressurized irrigation. Most of us are LDS here. When you go to do a dinner at an LDS function and you're the last person in line, do you get any food? Is that the same scenario or situation that we have here, and the fact that we are using more water than what we could ever anticipate? I can tell you that if my yard doesn't look like the Garden of Eden due to our pressurized irrigation, I'm doing something wrong. Don't, when you go to a buffet, you try to consume as much as you possibly can? That's my question to the mayor and to the city council. What do I propose to do? What I propose to do, again, it's meterless. Let's make people accountable for what they use. And that's all I have.
That's a very good question. It's a difficult question. The cost of the meters are expensive. We have the ability to put them in. We only have, I think, 8 in the city that are metered at this particular time because of usage. When we implemented the odd and even watering system, our peaks and valleys came out, and we got much better. A case of education of the users, I think it'll be better, but I have neighbors, because it's not metered water every day, to where it runs down the road. When we use irrigation water, it's water by American Fork Irrigation Company. It's based on flows out of the canyon. We couldn't live with that, so we had to pick up additional storage water in both the Jordan Hell Reservoir and the Murdoch Canal water, which comes from Deer Creek Reservoir. By piping the Murdoch Canal, there's 20% savings, and we bought our share of that 20% savings. That's also something that's looking forward to the future that allows us to have water in the out years when we need that storage water. Why it's so high? It's so high because we have a bond to pay.